It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Believe it or not, winter's on its way. Don't get caught unprepared when the first flakes fall. Truckee Rents, the rental equipment store from Mountain Hardware and Sports, encourages customers to bring their snow blowers early for service and avoid the long lines once the snow starts flying. From tune-ups to full repairs, their expert team will make sure your machine is ready to handle the storms ahead. Stop by Truckee Rents today and get ahead of the rush. When the snow comes, you'll be glad you did. The Truckee River is about as good as it gets this week. Flows are steady at 303 CFS out of Tahoe City, 330 through Truckee, and just over 500 at Ferret, providing cold, clear water and active trout. Morning water temperatures start in the high 50s, warming into the low 60s by afternoon. The best bite continues to be first light through late morning when fish are feeding aggressively. Subsurface presentations are producing the bulk of the hookups. Tightline nymph rigs and dry dropper setups in broken water are all fishing well. For those chasing bigger fish, fishing in the canyon at dawn and dusk can produce solid browns out of the deeper pockets. Rainbows and browns in the 12 to 16 inch range across town, with canyon browns pushing 20 inches, are showing up regularly. The Truckee is serving up some of the best fishing of late summer right now, making it a great week to get out on the water. While you're out there, some fly favorites to try this week are Juju Beta size 18, Brown San Juan Worm size 12, Jigged Hare's Ear size 14 through 18, Assassin Jig size 16, Biot Epoxy Stone size 6 through 8, and Zebra Midges size 18. The Little Truckee River is running lean at 51 CFS, and that means it's a true finesse fishery right now. Water temperatures are cold and steady in the mid-50s, keeping trout healthy but spooky. The prime window is mornings, and fishing pressure is light with the summer crowds now gone. Expect mostly midges throughout the day, with some PMDs and small caddis mixed in. Long leaders and light tippet, 12 to 14 feet, 6X or 7X, is the way to fool picky fish into gin-clear flows. PMD dries and emergers during hatches are producing solid trout, and hopper dropper setups are an option for mid-morning action. Once fish slide into deeper slots, tightline nymphing and midges can pay off. Reports show consistent 14 to 18 inch trout, with some browns nearing 20 inches showing during the low light dry fly windows. If you're looking for a technical challenge, the Little Truckee River is fishing well despite the skinny flows. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee are midge emergers size 20, zebra midges size 20 through 22, pale morning dun size 18, black caddis size 18, elk hair caddis size 18, or juju beta size 18 through 20. If you're hitting the trail or heading to the lake, before you pack up, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your outdoor apparel needs. From rugged hiking boots and wide-brimmed hats to lightweight beachwear and moisture-wicking layers, they've got you covered, literally. Whether you're chasing summits or soaking up sun, their expert team will help you gear up in comfort and style. Shop apparel and footwear in-store at any of their four locations. Time to head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake is fishing steady for all species. Kokanee are hanging around 50 feet, while macks are sitting deep at 120 feet and taking large plugs or spoons. Rainbows are the best bet for shore anglers, with China Cove and the West End Ramps producing on worms and power bait. Midday boat traffic can slow things down, but evenings pick back up nicely at Donner Lake. Boca Reservoir continues to fish consistently for both boat and shore anglers. Surface water temperatures sit in the low 60s, with rainbows and browns near the dam hitting worms, eggs, and spoons. Kokanee are around 50 feet. Bank anglers are doing well near the West End Creek, while trollers are connecting with Sierra spoons or dodgers tipped with crawlers. Boca Reservoir is 80% full with easy access. At Stampede Reservoir, water surface temperatures are low 60s and the bite is still strong. Kokanee are running around 60 feet near the island and dam for boat anglers. Shore anglers after trout are finding good success off the dam and drop-offs, especially mornings and evenings. At Prosser Creek Reservoir, surface temperatures sit in the low 60s with water levels around 80% full. Bass and trout are both active. Bass are holding in coves while trout are 40 to 60 feet down. Trollers are scoring with Rapalas while shore anglers at the dam are picking up trout at sunrise and sunset with worms, eggs, or power bait. And finally, fishing remains consistent on Lake Tahoe with water surface temperatures in the mid-60s. Kokanee are concentrated on the west shore between D.L. Bliss and Sugar Pine, running 40 to 60 feet deep and up to 17 inches long. Mackinaw are deeper, 120 to 300 feet, near the Calneva Hole and South Lake, with fish hitting on trolled plugs or jigged minnows. Trout are around 100 feet, hitting Rapalas for boat anglers. Shore anglers are picking up the occasional trout around 30 feet off the bank. Boat traffic is slowed, but can spike with the warmer weather in the forecast. The best action is early or late on Tahoe. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Place that.